COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Right, we've been disfocused today.
No, we're not starting like that.
Why?
I've decided. Mention my shirt. mention my shirt.
Can you?
It's gonna be natural.
Keep that
it's
in.
A natural
keep
ad
that
read.
In, please.
It's a all natural
right.
ad read.
Okay. All right.
Mention my shirt.
Oh, Jack, that's a nice shirt.
Wow, Tom, this shirt right now that
Jesus
I'm wearing
Christ.
That you can see.
You actually cut off my stuff.
Guys, because wait, my shirt that I'm wearing right now that is going to be available at suitmerch.store on the 17th of October.
Joking.
Which Patreons get early access to on the 16th of October through a secret link they will be receiving on the 16th of October.
Right.
There's a sign up link in the description for the mailing list.
Trying to chat with you.
More merch.
No,
book.
Shut up. Hey, what is
book.
It? Shut up, I'm talking.
Shut up. Right, what? Well, that. Now we've got all that out of the way.
Hello.
We're selling
good
merch,
morning.
Tom.
No, hey,
I'm not
we've
sold
done
merch
that
since 2020 bloody one.
I sell merch every other bloody day. We've done that bit
yeah,
now.
But your merch is shit. This one has my face on. Look, show them my face, Tom. Yes!
We're done with that bit now. We've said it. Go to get it. See? Look, that's all you have to say. Jack, I'm trying to say hi to you. The intro's played.
Suitmerch.store.
We're saying hello. How are you doing, mate?
Suitmerch.store. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
You felt a little disassociative there. Can I just
No,
say
I just
that?
Didn't want to talk to you. I wanted to plug merch.
You didn't feel in the moment.
I thought to myself, oh, which one's going to make me more money today, plugging merch or speaking to Tom? I know.
Long term, it would be speaking to me, actually.
Not if we sell more merch long term. Of great quality like this.
I think that something's up with you. You're troubled.
No. Nothing's up with me, man.
I just think we should just be in the moment. Just take a breath, because you've came in here
nope.
with this crazy horridness energy.
Don't want to take a breath. I don't even need it.
You came in here with this crazy, horrible energy, shouting, being a capitalist. Try being more of a Buddhist.
Will and he was right. You're just a hippie, man.
Let go of things, man.
You're just a hippie,
See
man.
This?
Jesus Christ.
Sorry. It's fine. Okay, maybe don't be that much of a Buddhist. Keep hold of some things a bit tighter.
I don't think that was Buddhism. I think you just nearly broke our famous mug.
It was gravity.
You learned a bit from the science episode. That's nice.
They were nice chaps.
They were.
Confusing. They had a lot on.
A lot on their minds.
They need to relax, is what I say to them. I didn't
Tom,
say it to their face. Yeah, the segment.
You're just talking shit. Let's
That's
actually get on with this podcast. The worst moment of the week. First segment of the episode every single time.
You go first.
I'm going to tell you mine. I can't believe I'm saying this. Third week on the trot that this has happened, but this is an IKEA-related worst moment of the week.
Fuck this Brighton IKEA, man.
This Brighton IKEA is causing us
It's
turmoil.
Causing us so much hassle, and what have I got from it? A couple of plants, and they didn't even have the shelving that I wanted.
We're not even going to go there.
No,
look,
go,
Tom's
go
tried there. To steal from IKEA twice and been foiled both times. That was his worst moment twice in a row. My advice was just to stop stealing from IKEA, but this, Tom, this is something you can't help me with, because I went to IKEA, and famously IKEA are known for two great foods. Their meatballs with the gravy, the meatball gravy, and the 85p hot dog. Why? Because it's decent and it's 85p. Is it the best hot dog you're ever going to have? No, but are you going to find another hot dog for 85p? No, you're not. So anyway, that's how it works.
It's beautiful.
I want an 85p hot dog. I go with my friend Justin yesterday.
You went with me. You went with me.
No, I went with you the day before. I went with Justin yesterday.
This is a separate worst moment. You've been to IKEA 2 days in a row to have the scran.
Yep.
What?
Anyway, I went to IKEA to get a hot dog, and Justin had this miraculous idea. Miraculous. He said to me, he went, Jack, imagine if with the IKEA hot dog, crispy onions, meatball gravy, instead of ketchup or mustard. I go, Justin, you might be the smartest person to ever walk Earth. So he goes up to the lady, he goes, can I get some of the meatball gravy on the hot dog? She goes, no, they only do the meatball gravy upstairs. Can't ship it down? Little gravy boat? Got buckets of the stuff upstairs. You're telling me you can't take a drop down from a hot dog? I go upstairs.
For my good friend Justin.
You go upstairs. Guess what? You can't order hot dogs upstairs. You got to order hot dogs downstairs, but meatball gravy's upstairs.
So what did you do?
Well, this is what I'm doing. I'm petitioning for change. I want this to be clipped and shipped. Ship this on TikTok. I want it on Instagram Reels. I want it on YouTube Shorts, for fuck's sake. IKEA Corporation, this is directly to you. I want to be able to order a hot dog with meatball gravy on it. And we're going to make it happen. All you need to do is ship it downstairs, all right? Please, IKEA Corporation, hear my cries. I want to see now change in every IKEA. I want to see change happen in IKEAs nationwide. Yeah. Worldwide, fuck it. I want everyone in the world to be able to have a hot dog with onions and gravy.
Your generosity knows no bounds.
Yep. But that was my worst moment of the week. The fact that
we went to
exist.
IKEA and there was no meatballs, there was only plant balls. This IKEA has just been a.
We're going to complain more about IKEA later. I can't believe it's been a real change in Brighton, a real cultural change in
vibe. The whole city's different.
I went to Brighton and I just saw like,
but that's everywhere.
You just go in and there's just like a living room segment and the local teens just chill out
in the IKEA living room bit.
Like
loads of people.
It became a hangout spot. It's weird.
It is weird.
So anyways,
and the IKEA staff welcome it. They weren't kicking anyone out.
So cool.
There's kids on every sofa in that IKEA.
Yeah, anyway, we'll talk about IKEA later. Tom, what's your worst moment? Hopefully it's not IKEA related.
My worst moment, man, it was just a classic one, really.
Sure.
I went into CEX. This is not my worst moment. I read this thing about how
the staff always smell.
Why vinyls is good. They're good because when you put them on, there's a commitment. I thought, what's the vinyls of telly? DVD. I'm going to get myself some DVDs that I might use with my PlayStation or Xbox. That's right, I got both. So I went, I'm going to go get some DVDs. I go in there, I'm looking at all these DVDs. Fucking hell. By the way, Americans, they have the shop called CEX and they just sell tech stuff. But in
it's
the
like
ads,
GameStop.
But
it's,
in the ads, it's called
GameStop.
Sex. And they go, Sex!
It is called Sex. That is its actual name.
Which is ridiculous. But everyone calls it CEX who has any ounce of dignity in their soul. If you go, I'm going Sex. You're a fucking
idiot. Imagine like...
No one calls it Sex. Everyone calls it CEX.
Even the workers. Imagine the workers being like, yeah, I work at the local Sex. What?
Yeah, no, everyone calls it CEX. But
we've got to
have
respect for sex workers at the end of the day.
For some reason in the ads, they call it Sex.
It's called Sex.
It's not. It's called CEX.
No. The world has called it that, but the Mr. Sex, owner of Sex, has strictly stated that it's called Sex.
Anyway, I'm in Sex, and I'm looking for DVDs, and I find loads of DVDs and movies I like. One about the Johnny Cash biography that I wanted to watch. I'm thinking, this is brilliant.
Mm.
I get all these DVDs, I plonk them down, about 10. I go, right, mate, I'm going to buy these DVDs. It's £1 a DVD.
Oh, they're cheap.
Think about the commitment I'm going to get, Jack, for when I put these in, and then I won't be thinking I'm going to tab onto Netflix and watch it. These are movies.
Oh, by the way, the whole thing is he has no self-control, so he doesn't think unless he...
Okay, all right, mister, I've made 12 videos watching Instagram Reels.
Yeah, but that's profit. It's different. Tom seems to reckon if he doesn't have a physical piece of media that he has to commit to, he won't watch a thing.
No. When you go on Netflix, it says all these movies it wants you to watch, whereas I'm picking the movies I want to watch.
Oh, and algorithms.
In it.
He's just a hippie.
I'm not a hippie.
Will and E was so right. He read you so well, and I ever since I've been like, you're just a hippie.
He was hitting on my mum, the nonce, mate. Not nonce.
I think
nonce
that's like an inverse, isn't it?
Yeah. Pervert, that's what I was going for. I just wanted a word with bite quick. but I hadn't done the maths right. Anyway. He's a knobhead. Mm. I liked him though. He was one of our best guests.
Great guest.
But a knobhead as a person.
My mum loved the episode. Well, I shouldn't have said that. He's gonna flirt with mine next.
He'll go for it. Be careful with that, Will and E. No, I'm not hippie. Something bigger than that.
Anyway.
Yeah.
You buying DVDs, I'm distracted.
So I go in, get all these DVDs. I'm well happy. I think, oh, this is going to be a great commitment to physical media. Plonk them down. I go, I want to get these. He goes, all right. I go, and do they go up to 1080p? He goes, no. I go, oh, do they go to 720p? He goes, no. I go, what do they go up to then? He goes, 480p. I says, are you joking?
He goes, we're living in a world of the 8K telly.
I know. This guy at CES is going, you're spending nine, and it's only with £9. And I'm thinking, I'm not giving you £9 for La La Land in 480p. Do you think I'm a slob? No, I bloody look after myself. So I go, right, where's the 1080p? And he goes, there's the Blu-ray.
You need Blu-ray,
I
go, yeah.
I say, right, well, I'm sorry, mate. I'm so sorry. I don't think I'm going to buy these then because it's a big scam. So I put them down. I go look at the Blu-ray. And then I can't even find half the movies I want in Blu-ray, but I find all the Star Wars. So then I get a load more money. No, DVDs that cost a load more money, plonk them down, buy them, and I think, fuck it, and I buy a couple of my DVDs anyway. So now, if you want to come around mine and watch La La Land in 480p...
So you did! You did
through the Xbox. Only about a couple of them, though. But if you want to come and watch a couple of DVDs through the Xbox in 480p around mine... But the good news is, Jack, and this is the good news about it, is once we put it on, it's more difficult to turn off. It's only pro, and it cost me a couple quid.
It's not even that hard, just eject the disc.
The con is it's 480p.
When I was a kid...
Con is it's blocky.
I get like nostalgia from DVDs, because when I was a kid, I had this little thing that looked like a laptop, but what it was... Do you ever have a portable DVD player?
I did. I bought one recently.
Yeah, my mum and dad bought me one for planes. And when we used to go on holiday, so I had a little portable DVD
player. How many times are you going on a plane?
We used to go on holiday once a year.
But where to?
Only like Spain or something.
That's like a 1 hour flight.
2 hours. One film.
Oh, man, I respect that.
So I'd watch a film or in the back of a car or whatever. But I had my DVD player. But I found actually, it's really easy to swap. You just take the DVD out, put another one in. I swapped it more, to be honest.
It's practically an algorithm.
No, I had a big book. It was a football. It was a big thing like that. It was that thick. It was a leather football.
It was a football.
It was like it had the print of a football on it, and you open it up, and it was just a DVD library, and I just flipped through all my DVDs.
That's sick.
It was a great life I lived as a child.
Let's refocus. My point being, that was bad.
Books got ripped off for DVDs. Spent £9, mate.
No, it ended up being like 30 in the end once I started buying all the Star Warses.
Blu-ray.
On Blu-ray, yeah. Well, I bought Soul on Blu-ray.
You know what, though? I'm bringing this topic up early. I know this wasn't what we were going to get onto, but I don't give a shit. It doesn't matter what fucking resolution you buy your films in, because your telly looks like shit.
My telly don't look like shit. You come round to my house and you rubbish up all my colours on my telly.
I went to his house yesterday, right? And every time I go around, we've been playing Nintendo Switch, and I'm like, the HDR settings on your TV look wrong. Your TV looks wrong. And eventually, you've insisted on me watching the Springsteen trailer yesterday with you.
About four times. This new trailer looks incredible.
It does look good. But
And let's just give some context to viewers. Long-time viewers will know this, but this is Mr. Jack goes into Cruise PC World, leaves with a telly he spent a couple thousand on.
1,000.
1,000. That's enough to, on the whir of the moment. So this is bloody Johnny Big Bollocks we're talking to right now.
Well, I'm Mr. Television. I know a lot about television.
Well, just so you context, but anyway, you know what I mean?
I'll go to your house, your TV. I'm like, why does it look wrong? And then I realise all the black colours, all the blacks are grey. That's the problem. You've turned the brightness up so fucking bright. I'm looking at the frame of the TV, which is black, and then the colour black on the screen. And it's grey.
It's because when I used to watch Mandalorian in the daytime, the sunlight would go on it, so I had to crank it up.
Yeah, well, the thing is, though, now in this new house where that isn't a problem, your TV just looks weird. So I thought, I'll just turn down the brightness and maybe do, you know, play with the colours. Apparently, if you have an Apple TV, if you just hold your iPhone up to the screen, it does all the colour calibration for you. So I did that as well. That was fun. And now his TV looks great, but he's you've been fucking moaning.
It doesn't look great because you've made it a bit blurry.
Oh my God. He's made this up. He's had a weird placebo effect. He seems to reckon that because all I did was turn the blacks down and just do some brief color correction. I didn't even touch the sharpness of the image, and you seem to reckon it's blurry. It can't be blurry. I haven't touched the blurriness.
I genuinely watched you fiddle with every setting, and I don't know what you did with your.
I changed them all back, other than
I just don't
brightness,
know what you did though.
Colors.
I watched you do it, and I was watching you getting lost in the labyrinth of menus.
But I didn't touch anything to do with image sharpness. Your TV hasn't gone blurry. You're just not used to it.
I was finding it much harder to focus on. And it's warmer too.
It is warmer because your TV was cool as shit. It had that colour temperature all the way. I felt like I was watching TV in the Arctic.
Why are we even talking about telly?
Because I find it ridiculous that you're complaining. The worst moment of the week is having to watch low resolution media when it looks like you're watching it in the kingdom of heaven and everything's fucking bright white because you've turned the brightness up to fucking 100 and the fucking colours are cool as shit. Genuinely, this is what I imagine God's television looks like. Just bright as fuck and cool, and it was miserable, miserable looking quality. It's a marriage 480p.
It looks like I'm watching a telly.
And you're complaining to me that it's blurrier despite the fact you've just bought 480p media. This is watching shit in 480 fucking P. 4K, now, this podcast is in fucking 4K and you're telling me you're watching La La Land in 480p. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the good news is I'm not watching it because some algorithms told me to. I'm watching it because I want to.
It's fucking La La Land. It's not exactly a niche pick. You're not exactly watching like Stalker or some niche, you know, film that not many people have heard of. You're watching fucking La La Land. It won Oscars.
It is niche. No, not everyone's watching La La Land like I am. I'm watching it 1-2 times a year. Okay.
Fucking La La Land, mate.
1-2 times its soul, I'm watching 1-2 times a year. That's 4 movies about jazz. That's 4 watches about movies about jazz.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Mate, it's just like...
Here's a question for you, yeah. I wrote down. I've been well confused, right?
Yeah.
Because in England, I do not know how it's happened, but they keep getting... And we was talking about this last night, but they keep getting me to do political stuff.
It's a joke.
What do you mean? No, that's not a joke. I mean serious.
No, I mean... No, I know. I'm saying the fact that it's real is a joke. So it's a big, cruel joke on the people of England. Big, horrible, cruel joke of people in Britain.
I think I was tracing it back because they asked me, I just did BBC Radio 5 yesterday and they asked me some stuff like, what did they ask me? Oh, what do you think about the voting age being moved to 16? I says, I don't know.
This is you don't prep for these things.
And I do, but it was only a couple minutes before.
That's not prepping!
I was thinking, this is what I said to the man as well, and he had the proper mic and everything. I says, on the one hand, and I rang my mum to chat this through with her. Oh no, did I ring my mum or did I? No, rang my manager, chatted it through with her. She was going, all right, if you want to answer like that. I said, right.
That sounds like she gave up. All right, if you want to answer like that.
I said, she said, you know, just prepping these topics. What do you think about? And I said, they said, moving the voting age to 16.
Mm.
So I says to the man, I says, right, on the one hand now, you can get married at 16. He says, you can't anymore. All right, fair enough then. Why would I argue? I'm not in it. Nothing in it for me. I says, right, you can do lots of business at 16.
Can you?
I think so. I thought you could until this man on the news was telling me.
I think it's just the age of consent.
All of a sudden the news was talking at me and telling me you can't, all of a sudden.
But you can have energy drinks. And sex. I think they're the
two
things.
You can have sex at 16. Anyway, but you can drive.
By the way, for Americans, that is true. Americans don't believe, like, the UK age of consent is 16, which I always find a little weird, but it is true. Anyway, continue.
But yeah, and then that is weird, isn't it?
It is weird.
That is too low.
Yeah. Now I'm like, when I was 15, I thought it was great.
Isn't it?
But now I'm like 23, I'm like, oh.
Jesus.
Yeah, it is weird, isn't it?
This is going to quickly become heavy.
Anyway,
so they get me on. He says, what do you think about the voting age being moved to 16? I says, well, on the one hand, 16-year-olds can do a lot of business. But on the other hand, when I was 16, I was dim, as opposed to now.
You're perfectly equipped to vote.
So I don't know. And he said, really? And I said, I guess I'd lean away from it. I wouldn't let them vote because they're a bit much. But this is on the news. This is BBC Radio 5.
BBC Radio 5. People are sat in their living rooms listening to you going, yeah, I mean, nah, I probably wouldn't give 16-year-olds the vote.
But it just keeps happening.
I don't think that's on a... I'm with you, but I don't think we should let 16-year-olds vote.
I just say it how it really happens in my head. But I just don't... And I think ever since I did this The Times article where they called me, like, Jesus H. Christ in the human flesh and said I'm, like, the opposite to Andrew Tate, everyone thinks in England that I've got a bit more to me than I
did. Yeah, they really did. They put you on a political side.
It was amazing. They said I'm the antidote to misogyny.
Which is great.
I mean, I'll take it. And he asked me, what do you think about that? I says, oh, I don't know. It's good, isn't it? I says, oh, that's good, isn't it? I'll stop misogyny if apparently I am. But all my viewers are girls.
Yeah, I don't really... I don't
think girls was being misogynist before.
I doubt it.
That'd be... What's it called?
Be counterintuitive.
Yeah. What's it called? You said it. Friendly fire.
Friendly fire. Yeah, it'd be friendly fire if women were misogynist. That's true.
But I just was thinking, yeah, and it just keeps happening. It just keeps happening. And I love it. And if they let me go on question time, yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because it's wicked. They let me on the news and I don't have to do no reading.
I think you should. I think if I
what
if
would
I'm
you
away
do if it, you were in my shoes?
Probably do a bit more research.
I'd have a good chat with my mum before.
I don't think that's research, Tom. I think what you're doing...
When I was on Question Time,
like what you've accidentally done is you went on the news and given everyone your mum's political opinions.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the right thing to do. I'm not saying I disagree with your mum.
I agree with my mum.
Do you?
Sure.
I think
it's me, mum.
I think potentially
I don't have that many political opinions.
I know, and that's
violence is bad.
I don't even know if that's political.
Let's not kill one another. Let's make love, not war.
Again, I don't know if this is maybe strictly political.
Buy my merch. See, this is about as far as I go. Not your
suitmerch.store,
not our merch. I actually no, do get this. It's nice, but I do have political opinions. I'm very well informed when it comes to... What? Why are you looking at me?
I don't know. I just automatically, I went, really?
Men's mental health or...
Are you?
Yeah.
I think you're just informed on your own mental health.
That's rubbish. Or LGBTQIA+.
Are you? Again, are you? Are you an expert?
No, but I'm informed. Don't be horrible to them. Or I'll have you. It's not good. I don't like it. And they go in.
You're an incredibly well-intentioned person, Tom. I really do.
But they said they would get me back on Question Time. And if it's about LGBTQ, I'll go, no, don't say that because all of them is well nice. Stop being a knobhead.
That, I think that's fair. I don't.
Isn't that wicked, though? I'm getting to go on telly.
You're going to go on telly? I just think the appeal of this to you is for the wrong reasons. I just think you like being on telly.
I love it. It's telly.
Maybe we should get you on like 8 out of 10 Cats.
What's that?
Just something a little bit like
lower down
the ladder.
No, I like that I've gone straight to the top of the political ladder.
I don't know if that's good. I don't think this is right.
How is it not right?
They keep
asking me, how did you transition from gaming creator to political commentator?
I don't think you should be a political commentator, Tom.
Too late, mate.
I know. That's what worries
politically,
me.
I disagree. I have to disagree.
I really don't think that it's like I don't think you have strong political opinions.
I don't either. When they ask me, I go, I don't mind.
I just think I don't know. The whole concept baffles me so much. I actually can't comprehend that it's real. I think that's what I can't get my head around, the fact that it actually is happening.
It sounds like a hypothetical in me.
Yeah, it sounds like...
What would you do if you went on all the top British political TV shows?
I don't know. I can't believe it's happened.
The good news is I'm going to keep on going.
I don't know if that's the good news.
Oh, is that not good news? I'm a generally round and nice guy.
Tom, I think you mean well.
Of course I do.
And I think deep down you hold great opinions, I think.
Not even deep down.
You've not researched them enough to argue them.
This is my problem. Because I'm worried. Yes. I'm worried they're going to ask me about something.
Yes, of course they are. It's a political show. Of course they're going to ask you something. It's a fucking interview.
I'm worried that they're going to tread on some ground that I haven't asked my mum about.
This shouldn't be your extent of research. You should, like, fucking hell, even Google something. Fuck's sake.
I'm not using Gemini. That's AI.
I guess I'd be more inclined to fucking ask ChatGPT than your mum.
The worst one was when they went... on Question Time, and this is on telly as well, they went, do you think AI is bad? And I says, yeah, it's well bad. And they went, what about when they're using it for medicine? I went, they're using it for medicine. They went, yeah. And I went, oh, I didn't know that.
This is what I mean. You can't be being caught out like that, man.
I saw this comment that was like, he should, why is he on this? And I was like, in it. I was like, fully.
There's no, surely they don't invite you back.
I rarely agree with haters, but I was like, I mean, it's like a 50-year-old bloke being like, this is not good. And I was like, I'm with you, pal. I'm with you. Even I never
just start turning it down.
Huh?
Turn it down.
No, I love it. It's wicked. Have a go and have a. What it is I'm.
But I think
I'm like, going on and I'm arguing with people about stuff I believe in, and I'm the common man because the common man can't put their thoughts into words.
Are you really the common man?
Thoughtfully, yeah. Not in terms of resources, but in terms of head space, I truly believe I represent the common man. Because the common man can't.
I really don't think that's true.
I represent me, though.
Yes.
That's mainly.
Yeah, I think you represent you and potentially sort of liberal teens.
I represent me
and young adults.
Yeah, and that's quite a big, wide amount of people.
I think that's a great amount of people.
How many young people is there that is going on Question Time and represents liberal
teens? No. I think
I'm the only liberal teen, mate.
I think it's incredible that they
I'm not even a teen.
This must be very difficult to have you on Question Time because I didn't get a fucking word.
Sorry.
I think it's really, really good that they're getting someone of your age demographic and political alignment and all. I think it's incredible. I think it's a real sign of progress.
Just wish it was something
else. It was wasted on you. that's what frustrates me about it. There's my gripe.
Here's what it is. You wish it was you.
I don't wish it was me.
You wish you was going
on. I think
on.
If it was out of us two, maybe. But I think...
Oh, yeah, sure.
But I think if it was out of the country, I think it's neither of us, to be honest. I think there's people way more informed out there. But I think, possibly out of us two.
But the thing is,
I think maybe I'd step up.
From it at a very simple place. It's very easy to understand. Sometimes the best lyrics are the most simple.
That's true. I can quickly see that.
And they'll go, why? And I'll go,
have you seen that? To be fair, they're getting everyone on. I keep seeing Big John. You know Big John? The guy goes, bosh. Like, no. Eats food. He's just like a big British fella that eats food and goes, bosh. They keep having him on to talk about immigration, but he's like shocking.
On Question Time.
On Question Time.
That's my turf.
I don't know, just on news channels. And I saw him talk about it, and I thought he gave very well-rounded and like digestible opinions, and it comes from someone who clearly seems like the average British bloke. And I thought, this seems like a good use. Yeah, but... What Big John did was articulate a point quite nicely.
I articulate my point. I am being silly here, but as our Patreon viewers will know, I get a little deep. Oh God, do I articulate well?
I know more about it from what you've told me than what I've actually seen. So I need to watch it.
I am being silly, but as people know, when I have a good deep chat, I turn off all this, and I get super serious. I have a serious, beautiful side to me.
I don't know if it's the tone that I was talking about.
I have a serious, beautiful side.
No. You know what, Tom? I don't doubt your ability to have a good
point. Wasn't it crap when we went out the other day in the rain?
Oh, it was terrible. We had the worst trip out ever. This involves IKEA again.
Urban.
Oh, it involves so much shit. We went... Oh my God, it was this whole thing. We were like, right, let's go out. It's drizzling a bit, but we figured we'd go on a little walk.
Into town.
I wanted to get a new hoodie. Originally, we were going to go get Sushi Taco.
Yeah.
But then they were closed until 5. It was 3. So we went, oh, all right. And then I was like, I've never tried IKEA meatballs. I know. I've never tried them. At this point, I go, I need to try IKEA meatballs. I've never tried them. IKEA's open. Let's go IKEA. It's a longish walk to IKEA. So we're walking in the rain and it's miserable, but it's not too bad. We eventually get there. We're a bit wet. We get in, get recognized a few times on the way in while all wet. And it's a bit
like a cool leather jacket, but I should have worn my waterproof.
It wasn't leather. It was denim. But
was it?
It is denim. Yeah. Okay. Leather would be way more waterproof. Denim is arguably one of the least waterproof
materials.
It was made out of jeans. Yeah, it was made out of jeans. Anyway, we finally get through IKEA. It takes a while. As I say, all the teens are just chilling. They just chill there now, I found out. And we get there through to the dining area. We get there. I'm looking at the thing. There's no. You can't order with a human, by the way. There's only machines. It's a miserable dystopian state. We start scrolling through the menu. I'm like, where are the fucking meatballs? All I can see is plant balls. The girls next to us go, There's no meatballs. It's just plant balls. And be like, what the fuck? So now I'm here. I've gone to try IKEA's famous meatballs. Still haven't done it because all they have is fucking plant balls. But I go, fine. I'm starving. I'm not eating. So I guess I'm having plant balls. They're fine. They're perfectly bland.
They taste of fuck all.
The gravy's good. That's it.
And a low amount of peas as well. And I thought it was a bad vibe up in that calf.
I don't think it's too bad. I think your privilege has taken over. But anyway.
No. It was just, it was not.
Joking.
It was a Sunday afternoon. I want a bit of quiet. And instead there's a load of people shrieking and running around.
It was loud.
And I'm eating a load doses of peas. It was just.
It weren't enough peas. But anyway, you know, we have our plant balls. They taste a little bit like cardboard. We eventually go, right, that's that done. We leave. I go into Menkind. I just figured sometimes Menkind intrigues me.
Explain
a man.
Menkind to our American viewers.
Menkind is a shop for sort of
sweaty blokes.
Sweaty blokes or gaming boys. It's mainly for boys, as it's called Menkind. But occasionally this appeals to me. They'll have like a Halo thing and I'll go, oh, I like Halo. You know. But anyway, I went in and bought two books. We'll get to those. I leave Menkind. Having bought these two books, I'll be honest, I spoil one of them now. I spent £8 on a book of logic problems, took it back, realised it is just maths homework. I spent £8.
It's just maths.
I spent £8 to give myself homework. So that was great. Left, went to fucking Urban Outfitters for you.
Oh, an Urban twatting Outfitters has gone down the shitter. It used to be a glorious place for glorious stuff. And now, one, everything's just got Japan on, which I like, but I've already got that sort of thing from Japan.
There was a lot. They really just sell a lot of Japanese
Japan's in trend.
Stuff.
Two, there's just no hoodies for blokes. Not a single hoodie. There was like
they
one.
They just had zip-ups, which
I don't want a zip-up. I'm not five. I want a hoodie. And in the American Urban Outfitters, when I was out there, they have loads of hoodies. And I wanted a dark green or yellow hoodie. It's my new colour palette. I'm going to start wearing colour. Maybe if I change what's on the outside, it'll affect what's in. And so I'm
yellow's your new favourite colour too.
Dark yellow and green and brown and blue. These are my new colours for this fall and winter.
Yeah.
I say fall now because I'm trying to accept more culture. You looked at me funny.
So I just sometimes remember how stupid Americans are due to their language.
Don't be sad on Americans. They're amazing.
No, I will.
They're amazing.
Like sometimes they say things in such literal ways. It's fall because the leaves fall. Fucking hell, man. You lot are divvy. Like you're just stupid. It's just sidewalk because it's on the side. Everything
pavement.
Is so.
It's obviously pavement.
It can have a little bit more complexity. I just think the language. Anyway,
I'll give you that. I will give you that.
You know. Anyway, sorry. So anyway, fall. Yeah.
Yeah, and they just don't have a single hoodie in. Something in grey. The whole reason I bloody came into town, well, at least let's go over to my favourite record shop. We go there. It's closed for a few weeks.
Yeah, close. We walk in the rain. At this point, the rain's bad.
Oh, the rain's getting terrible.
We're soaking wet. We get to the record shop. Yeah, we're closed for 3 weeks for maintenance. Oh, great.
Oh, great.
So we go, oh, we're going to walk to Waterstones. We get in. Not a single fucking book that anyone wants. It's a whole bookstore. At this point,
we read a bit of Daniel Howell's book.
Oh, yeah, we did. It's all right.
He's got bad mental health.
Yeah, I thought could I buy Daniel Howell's book on mental health, or I could text him. Just, Dan, do you have any advice? It'd be quicker.
Yeah.
Books are long, you know what I mean?
Maybe it was long.
It could be a bit more, and it'd be tailored. I just thought I'd just text him. So, you know, so bin that off. And then walked home and just realised, oh, everything we set out to do, which was get IKEA meatballs, buy a hoodie, look at some records and buy a book, was fucking ruined.
All
four of them we failed at and got really wet.
It was a failure of a trip.
Worst trip I've ever had in my life.
It was proper.
I wish
bad.
I'd stayed inside and just cried. My phone's going mental.
Silent. Do you just never put your phone on silent?
It's on silent. That's why it's buzzing.
I just think you just have so much disrespect.
Well, I don't. Anyway, moving on.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life, from rich history to hidden gems
The Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
But these books.
But yeah, I bought these two books from Mankind. I want to introduce them to you. Well, one of them, as I said, was Classic Logic Problems. But this one, I think we're going to do a whole video on this. I'm so in love with it. But I'm going to do a little bit of it for you guys on the podcast today. This is a book of would you rathers. I thought it was great. Tom, I'm going to give you a couple. I don't like that one. Hang on, I've got to find a good one. Some of them are good.
This is bloody riveting.
I already asked you this one. Would you rather drink piss-flavoured Lucozade or drink someone's piss and it tasted like Lucozade?
Piss and it tasted like Lucozade.
But it's piss.
It's fine.
It's bad for you. You're not going to get all the good electrolytes you get in Lucozade.
Bro, electrolytes is just salt.
Yeah.
Why are we all bragging about electrolytes? It's salt.
Because it's good for you.
Just have fish and chips.
No. It's like salt. It's like salt. Specific types of salt. It's not just like fucking table salt that's dissolved into the water.
Just have,
helps
get
to hydrate
a bit of
better.
Squash and put a bit of salt in it and save yourself £4.
It's not really going to do it.
My salt's got chili in.
Yeah, that's definitely not going to help.
It will.
Make you sweat.
That's what saunas are for, mate. Save your tenner.
This is a shit one. Hang
this
on.
Has been a terrible book so far.
Would you rather give a blowjob to Hercules or Hades? Feels obvious.
Which one's who?
Hades was the fire hair guy from the Disney movie, and Hercules is the protagonist.
I think Hercules.
Yeah, he was handsome and strong, and Hades is a knobhead who's on fire. Burn my mouth. That's ridiculous. A stupid question.
I wouldn't really want to give a blowjob to either of them.
Would you rather be stuck in Westview from WandaVision or forever have to watch Jared Leto act dreadfully in Morbius? That's really good.
I think I'd forever have to watch Jared Leto. I wouldn't want to be stuck in that imaginary world that Wanda's created. Jack, I'm not getting a lot out of this book.
All right, one more then.
No, you said you'd do three.
Would you rather be made to suck 500 random toes or lick 10 random bumholes?
What is this book? What?
That's what it says.
What is that? What it was?
I'll tell you what it is. Let me see that.
I
made it to the sex section. I'm not even joking.
Let me have a look. There's a sex.
I'm in the sex section. My book.
Read me another sex one. Why have you got this pervert book in your hands?
Would you rather never be able to snog someone in a club again or have to play Wordle every day but never get the correct answer? These are great. Bodily fluids. Oh my God. This is mad. This is like the evil section for you. Bodily fluids section.
Stop it. Turn it off.
Wait, I haven't read one yet. Would you rather squirt barbecue sauce from every... misread. Would you rather squirt barbecue sauce from your hands every time you farted or sweat mango chutney every time you burp?
Oh, God. That's horrid. I'd hate...
I fart a lot. I don't burp very much, so I'd do the chutney.
Can we do the maths book? I've never said that in my life. Can we do maths instead?
All right, fine. We'll do the maths homework.
That's horrible. Your little
give you a question, mate.
Perverse book.
Let's have a look.
Would you rather lick 50 bumholes? Why are they asking
that? We need an answer.
What was it?
Suck 500 random toes or lick 10, or was it 10 or 50? I can't remember. I think it was 10. 10 random bumholes.
That's disgusting.
I'd personally do the toes.
The toes, yeah. You do the toes. You get a lot out of the toes.
No. But bumholes, that's where poo is.
Yeah, poo from a bum.
Poo from a bum, innit? If 4 knitters can knit 4 stitches in 4 seconds, how many stitches can 12 knitters knit in 12 seconds?
Right, start again, but slower.
If 4 knitters can knit 4 stitches in 4 seconds.
Okay, so hang on. So there's 4, like, grams,
people knit it, yep.
And they're knitting 4 stitches in 4 seconds. So
yeah.
That's 4 for 4, all right.
How many stitches can 12 knitters knit in 12 seconds?
12.
I'll check the answer for you. I can't bother to work it out myself today.
It's simple.
27. No, 36. Sorry, I misread. 36.
Oh, yeah, 12 times 4. I should have done that. It was on the tip of my tongue.
It isn't 12 times 4.
All right.
It's 9. It's 9 times 4.
It's the tip of my tongue.
When I was 14, my mother was 41, and she is now twice as old as I am. How old am I?
When I was 14, my mother was 41.
And now she's twice as old as I am.
So you're double 41. 82. What? Read it again.
When I was 14, yeah, my mother was 41. She's now twice as old as I am. How old am I?
Well, the mum's 82 now.
Where are you getting that from?
I doubled it.
No, she's twice... When I was 14, so when the person we're trying to work out the age of was 14, so they're not 14 anymore, clearly.
Yeah.
Their mum was 41 years old. Now, the mum is twice the age of the son. So how old is the son?
Well, how would I possibly figure that out? I don't know. Because it doesn't set the second bit's completely detached from the first. The first bit's practically just a fun fact. It's completely detached from it.
It isn't.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
That bit is... That second bit tells...
I'm going to talk you through it. I'm going to explain this one to you, right? So if he's 14, his mum's 41.
Yeah.
That means the mum is 27 years older than him.
Yeah.
Right? So if the mum... The mum will always be the same amount older than him.
Yeah.
Always.
I knew that already.
Okay, good. So she's 27 years older than him. So if she is double his age, how old must he be?
Sure. Okay, so it... Okay. So if she was like 58, what's 27 and twice, 40, 53. 54,
how old is the son?
55.
How old's the son?
I'm just getting to an even number first. 56. 56 minus 27 would be...
Oh my God. Oh my God. What? What? Come on.
Mate, they're well nicer to me on question time. They're like,
come on, Tom.
Okay.
If she's double his age and she's 27 years older than him, how old must he be?
27.
Yes!
But I have to figure out what's double 27 first so I can half it.
Are you having a laugh? You want to figure out what double 27 is so you can half it.
But surely if he was like...
What's
28...
What's half of double 27?
I don't know what double 27 is first. 40.
You seriously must be having a laugh.
53. No. 54. But how... Okay.
What? Mate, what is half of double 27?
27.
There you are. So you don't have to... You don't have to work out what double it is to half it because you're already at half of double.
Yes. Okay.
If you're doubling something just to half it, you're going to end up where you started.
No, because I feel like just everyone who was in third set maths completely can resonate with me. That is hard.
Okay. A beggar. That's how it starts.
Pass.
I picked this one.
I'm giving him nothing.
I start this one because the picture looks kind of like David Lynch. A beggar collecting cigarette ends can make a new cigarette out of four ends. One morning, he collects a total of 32 ends. How many cigarettes can he smoke that day? This one is not that hard.
Hang on. All I was thinking is, why is he, you know... No, I'm having bad thoughts. Tell me again.
Hang on, wait. Let me double check we got the last one right. Imagine if I got it wrong. I'd be like laughing at you and I was wrong the whole time. It was 27. A beggar collecting cigarette ends can make a new cigarette out of four ends. One morning, he collects a total of 32 ends. How many cigarettes can he smoke that day?
Eight.
I haven't done the math yet. It sounds right, though.
Four.
Sounds right to me. Yeah, you are right. Well done.
Yeah. Okay, give us one more. I'm on a roll.
You really want to do more maths on the podcast?
Give us a really hard one that's wordy.
All right. 10. Oh, this is we missed a little caveat here. The answer was 10 because you can make 8 cigarettes, then smoke them, which they then will become ends themselves, and then he can then turn those ends into 2 more cigarettes.
I didn't
think about that.
When we had the fucking nerds on, this is what I mean. What is fun about this?
I didn't even think about that. So you didn't, it wasn't 8, it was 10. But admittedly, I didn't think about that.
Imagine this. Let me ask you a question. Write a beautiful story about that red telephone. I could do that just like that.
It's boring though, it's just a telephone.
The telephone had been...
You did that. You did that though. You did write a story about that telephone. You made out you had an evil landlord who'd call you on it.
Yeah.
That was all bullshit. But you know what? I still see comments of people being like, remember when you had that evil landlord? People believed it.
In 2022, I decided I was just going to lie.
You did a lot.
And then I stopped, though.
But
then this year, I've been too truthful. I need to find a nice middle ground where I'm fibbing the right amount. In 2021, I was fibbing the perfect amount. And I've had it off balance since then. I was lying way too much in 2022. And I'll tell everyone fucking everything.
You are honest these days.
I know. I need to find a nice middle ground of lie to honest ratio.
Are we done with maths?
Yeah, fuck maths. All
right.
I'll tell you a question I'm worried about is I'm doing... I have to practice for my driving theory. It's been booked for November.
Right.
Because I have extreme lessons in January. Extreme lessons, Jack. 5 hours a day.
5 hours of driving a fucking day?
Yeah, two times a week.
Jesus Christ.
It's going extreme, and then I have my test at the end of that. But I've already put down the deposit, and it was not cheap. And I can only do them if I pass the theory. But this is the thing, I don't want to do the work.
I've got a DVD that I use to learn my theory. Put it into your computer, and...
or I'll put it in my Xbox. That'll be good because I'll have
no
commitment.
It needs to go into a computer. It's not a video. It's like interactive. It's like a quiz.
I don't have a DVD player.
I've got a DVD drive. That's USB.
I'll come around yours then.
No. I'll just give you the DVD drive.
Okay.
You're sitting in my house doing fucking driving theory. What am I, fucking DVLA center?
But I just don't know if I'm good, because I've got two of the books, because I lost the first one and then I found it again. Same with my wallet. I got two wallets, two driving
theory books. Books are boring.
I've got the app.
Apps are good. Apps all right. James May has an app. You know him from Top Gear?
No.
He's not been on Top Gear in years.
Anyway, my point being, let's stop trying to twizzle it around. I've got this app, but I just cannot be... Every time I think I'm going to do some driving theory, I instead write amateur stand-up.
But how are you going to drive to your gigs? Think about that.
Ask my dad to take me. Get an Uber.
One day he'll die.
Get an Uber then.
One day Uber drivers will die.
Get a taxi.
One day it'll just be Waymo and you don't want to be taking those.
Get a Waymo.
It'd be Waymo safe if that weren't to happen. But, you know.
Get a Waymo, mate. Okay, so I just get in a Waymo. And it'll be cheaper too because there's no manual person you have to pay.
It is true. Waymo is Waymo cheap.
Waymo cheap. That's what I'm saying. Right, so why don't I just hold out?
That should
out?
Be their slogan. What are we cooking up?
Like... Why don't I just hold out till Waymo? Anyway, I just don't have the discipline to do this.
I've really tried to help you. I told you about my DVD. And
do you have any advice for me? Because I
did it off the DVD. That's what I did. I plugged it
what
into my computer.
On the DVD?
I plugged it into my computer. Give me a quiz. And I'd just do the test. And if I got it wrong, I'd just go, oh, I know the answer for next time. And I just did it a few times. And I have to do it. Just take a mock exam. Get it wrong. Remember which bits you got wrong. Do it again until you start getting it right. And the hazard perception's easy. Just when something looks like it's about to hit your car, click on it. It's dead easy. Just the second you go, oh, that's bad, you click on it.
But on my phone, there's so many games and stuff.
Don't do it on your phone. Do it. Get a computer app.
On my computer, there's games.
Do it on your MacBook.
Games on that.
Delete them.
Deleting Stardew.
Stupid game.
Or Terraria. Anyway, alcohol update. I've been not drinking anything.
That is you always. That's not an update.
No, in the winter I was drinking loads.
No, you weren't. You never drink loads.
I was going out two times a week. That was loads. I know.
Mr. Fun over here.
I was having fun in that winter. I was drinking loads. But I'm not anymore. I haven't drank very much at all for months. What about you?
No, though? We went to the pub yesterday. You didn't have a drop. No one did. I was the only one who had a drink.
You had a couple of drinks.
I had 2 pints.
You're on it, though.
2 pints, as I say, is an amount you can count on one hand, which is pretty impressive for me.
2 pints is a lot, mate. 2 pints would have me buzzing.
Nah, 2 pints is... I barely even felt it. You know what I mean? I need 3 before I even feel different.
Do you feel 2 pints in the morning?
A touch. A touch.
I really do.
Not very much. I can tell I've had like, I feel just a little bit more dehydrated, but I have a bit of water and I'm fine. It's a very easy fix. So I go,
I'm glad my days are drinking. Right?
But yeah, I've been drinking less. Again, went to the pub. You know, this is what happened. I knew I was cured because we were out at the pub and you went, do you want another? And I went, no.
You were cured?
I mean, that's just a lie.
You were at Bloody Russell's house till 4 a.m. the other day.
Yeah, hardly had a drink there. I had 3 pints and a Magnum.
That's 4 drinks.
Yeah, but from 10 p.m., no, 11 p.m. till 4. It's 5 hours, 4 drinks. It's not even 1 drink an hour. I could get through 4 drinks in an hour if I tried. So yeah, I thought that was impressive. And then yesterday you said, do you want another drink? And you know what? I'll tell you what, I did. I always do. But I said no. I thought that was a W self-control.
Well done.
Thank you,
man. I feel I'd like to get wankered again soon.
Count me in.
Just pissed. I haven't been pissed in
months. Do it tonight. Fuck it.
Not tonight. No, we've got stuff on. It's a bloody Tuesday. Not Tuesday's not a night for drinking. Friday or Saturday is the only
Tuesday
night.
Tuesday is. Tuesday. Oh, I can't think of anything that goes off on a Tuesday.
It's only Fridays and Saturdays in the night.
No. If you're in Bristol, Fecla Thursdays.
What?
I don't know. It's a boat.
But Friday is the most glorious day of the week. It's when you get the last bits of your work done and can finally end your weekend satisfied. Begin your weekend satisfied.
I just work over the weekend, man.
This is crazy.
Which, because I work over the weekend, it means I can pick any night I want to drink. Because there's no start or end. It's all free flowing. I'm a free spirit.
Start or end, it's just forever going.
Isn't it? So yeah, I've got an early morning tomorrow, so maybe another day.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. Workplace stress is now a leading cause of declining mental health, with 61% of the global workforce feeling it more than ever. You can't escape work, but you can take small steps to take care of yourself. A walk, some sun, a favorite song. Therapy is one of those steps. Ongoing support to build resilience for whatever your day throws at you. Balance is tough. Getting help shouldn't be. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Is your go next?
Oh, is it?
Sorry, I was going to
lie. Really thin things make me feel very sick.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking about this. I think when you know how you described ages ago, the shapes you see when you're ill.
Yeah.
I sort of, when I'm ill, like, I sort of get this, even now it's freaking me out a little bit. Sort of imagine my brain. I like have these, like, I'll be like half asleep and I like dream up like a sort of object that's like sort of either impossibly small or impossibly thin.
But you hate this new iPhone.
And then I imagine trying to grab it. Like the one I had it the other night that I like woke up from half asleep and wrote this down. It's like, imagine like pencil. You know, remember like mechanical pencils?
Yeah.
Like pencil lead, but like thin. Like really thin.
Yeah, that's
and trying
thin.
To grab it. You know, when I was a kid, it made me almost vomit. It was so, it made me feel
the,
so sick.
The pencil lead?
No, it was the idea of imagine an infinitesimally small crumb and feeling it between your fingers. Not even a grain of sand.
What about like hairs?
Hairs are fine. flexible. They're flexible. Oh my God, I actually thought I had a stroke. I genuinely couldn't. I was like panicked me. I actually worried. I actually got scared. I know I stammer a little bit. I do know that, but that was bad. That was a really bad one.
I've never seen you do that in your whole life.
I panicked. I really like, it was a really bad one. I was like, whoa, that's a new one. It's usually on the m's or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was weird.
Wow. Sorry. That was, yeah. I'm happy I was there for that moment.
Yeah, but no. Yeah, anyway, these little like tiny things. But I have, I think I've spoken about it before. I have Alice in Wonderland syndrome. I always wonder.
Where it gets big.
Where my head gets big, roughly. Yeah, sure. But yeah, it's one of the things I feel. It's just my sense of scale can go a bit funny sometimes, and I wonder where it ties into that. But yeah, it makes me feel horrible. If I'm a bit, and it's worse when I'm a bit ill, my hands will get big or something.
You a bit ill right now?
Maybe.
Really?
Yeah, just a bit. Feeling a little stuffy. Throat's been a bit sore.
It's as it's fall, this is the time for illness now.
It is. But yeah, if anyone else is bothered by extremely small or thin things, let me know, because I thought it was just me, but then I mentioned it and Mirren got freaked out. So I was like, oh, good. Other people feel this. This is a thing. You speak about the party I was at till 4 a.m. 4 a.m. is the hour everyone gets a bit drunk and they do this thing. And I wonder if it ever happens to you. I went to this party. And I got there and, you know, it was a bunch of people I didn't know very well. I went with some friends, but it was more like their friend's party. I was sort of there as a mutual, like a plus one. So I didn't know many people there. And I get there, and everyone's pretty chill. And slowly over the course of the night, this sort of thing happens where a few people like sort of confess, like, ah, I know you from the internet. Right? I'm like, cool. But what they kept doing was, a lot of them, they're at that age where they're not really watching what I do anymore, but they used to. And they're going, oh yeah, I used to watch you. But then a couple of them do this thing. And this is what, this is the bit I'm specifically curious about. They go, look, a few years ago, I recognized you and I did this thing and I'm just really embarrassed and I just wanted to apologize. You know, and I'd have to be like, oh, you're all right. I don't remember, so it's fine. And eventually I got to the point in the night where I just said to her, I'm like, look, I don't remember these things. You don't have to apologize, man. You're just grassing yourself up as being a bit weird. If you hadn't have told me, I wouldn't have known. But now you grass yourself up for being weird with me. Just don't tell me. So this is advice to anyone who's ever done anything weird around me. I don't remember. I promise you now, I cannot. If you, Tom, ask me if I remember a single weird interaction with a fan.
Jad, do you remember a single weird interaction with a...
No, I don't. I know that they've happened, but I don't remember any of them. Even the ones from the party that I was told, yeah, I don't fucking remember them. So just don't, if you feel bad about it, just keep it to yourself, because I don't know.
Do you have problems with your memory?
I've not got a good memory. Admittedly, I've got a very bad memory. I told you, all of 2022 is gone. Most of them happened then, so...
It's probably on account of all that
alcohol. If you did it in 2022, definitely don't remember it. It's gone. So it's a forgotten year.
Why do you forget everything?
I don't know.
That can't be good.
Wow.
I remember stuff, man.
I remember... I'm good at facts.
Great.
Good at facts. Just don't remember what happened to
me. That'd be nice when you're on your deathbed. You can recount facts.
Yeah. It's going to be sick. But I won't... I won't remember years of my life, probably. No.
That's actually quite harrowing. I remember every year.
No, you don't.
Do.
What were you doing in 2005?
I was one.
Exactly. So what were you doing? Exactly. You don't remember it.
I remember the vibe. It was a good year.
I remember the vibe.
It was a good year. It was a warm year.
What about, all right, 2007?
How was I?
It's three.
Still warm vibe. Chilling.
All right. 2012.
Year of the Olympics. Yep, was in year three or year four. I was having a good time.
You were not in year three or year four because I was in year three. So that definitely doesn't add up.
No, I was in year three.
You're right. I was in year. I was in year five.
My memory is so sick. My memory is so sick. I was in year three or year four. I was chilling.
I seem to remember drawing the little mascots though when I was in year three.
I had a good teacher.
Wait. My memory is failing me. Hold on.
Jack, maybe you should trust my memory, given I just said I can remember everything. Confess you can remember nothing.
I thought I was drawing the mascots in year three, but year three for me would have been 2007, 2008, 2009. It's years in advance.
Why are you fibbing at me for? I remember. I just told you remember. I had a great teacher in year three. I was hanging out. I was watching Dan TDM. So yeah, I can recall years just like that. Give us another year. Not that interesting, is it?
No. Yeah, but point is that there are just bits I don't remember very well. It's all right though. I'm sure they were bad. That's why I don't remember them.
Famously, that's a healthy psychological way of dealing with it. My big toe has been hurting tons, man.
Forget about it. That's what I'd do. If it's bothering you, just don't remember it happened. It's great. As far as I'm aware, I've never had a bad experience. Don't remember him.
This is why you're so well.
Yeah, just don't remember him. Anyway, no, I don't really... I don't know.
Just drink it away.
What hurt your toe?
Well, I've been going on a lot of runs, but...
Oh, yeah, you kick your toe into the ground.
Into the ground.
Stop.
I have stopped, but the damage has been done.
Take a bit of time off running,
but I've been truly enjoying running. It's been making me very happy.
I know, everyone's got to rest
and walk it. I don't want to rest. I want to run.
Born to run.
But what did we always say? What's that lesson I learned? You got to be like the tortoise, man.
Yeah,
he would walk slowly right now. He wouldn't run like that.
No, I mean, he didn't do no running in that.
I've been
race,
the hare. Once again, Jack, I've...
The ways of the hare.
And the ways of the hare have taken over.
Because the thing is, if you really injure your toe, you're going to be forced out of running for ages. Where if you just take a little break now...
This is why this fucking genius tortoise is so sick, man.
He was great...
You can apply this lesson to everything.
Fables are good for that reason. I, quickly, before we move on, there's something I want to talk about.
That's the crux of this. Yep.
Before we move over to the Patreon, I want to tell you guys that you're going to get something very fun over there this week. Puppies. I took a puppy training course.
For a moment.
I hosted one. Sorry.
I thought puppies were coming into the office and I got very excited.
No. Oh. I went and basically, you know how, you know when you have dogs, you take them to like puppy training classes so they can learn to be good. I taught one. Well, alongside someone who knew what they were doing. But I went and taught all these puppies and I fed them bits of chicken sausage.
Aww.
And my hands felt like chicken sausage for 2 days. But it was great. I just met all these dogs. There was one, I'm trying to remember their names now, it's been a few weeks. There was one called Truffles that was mad. Just ran around a bunch and jumped on chairs. You couldn't control it, but it was pleasure.
That's amazing.
It was a really good time. Anyway, it's all on the Patreon. Just me hanging out with a bunch of dogs for a day. Puppies and then slightly older puppies. Still, I think, were they still puppies at that point? Adolescent
fuck,
dogs.
I'm getting FOMO. I wish I'd have came for the puppies one.
We always invite you to the Jectivities, man, but you say no.
Shit.
I've walked goats. I've now hung out with dogs, taught them tricks. I taught them come. I taught them wait. So I would have food and I'd go wait. And they'd wait and then I'd feed them.
That's the class. I mean, that's a classic.
Classic dog move. Didn't teach them sit and shit. They knew that one. You know, they'd all been on the course for a couple of weeks. But yeah, it was great. If you want to go watch me do it, it's all on the Patreon, $7, as well as the bonus episode that we're about to do.
And also, just if you want even more additional stuff.
We've got loads of bonus shit these
days.
It's
Birthtember, for God's sake.
It's not. It's over.
Isn't it?
Yep.
What month is it?
It's October when this comes out.
Oh, shit, man.
Birthtember's done, but in celebration,
yeah, I made the Tom Talk, the beginning of a series that will be happening there for 54 minutes. I talked in depth about Bruce Springsteen, his whole life, my love for him, my connection with him, my connection with
him. It's not for everyone, but
really
it is for niche. Some people.
It's niche.
It's really for some
of you. If
you
really, really want to know deeply what I'm interested in, you don't even have to like Bruce. You really want to know for an hour.
I'm going to watch it purely off the back that he's going to talk about Bruce around me forever. I might as well learn.
Are you genuinely going to watch it?
Probably.
Oh, thanks, man.
I just feel like I probably should know something about Bruce because you're just always banging on about him.
Okay. So if you'd like to learn...
We had a podcast with Obama. I learned that yesterday. Bruce Springsteen and Obama had a podcast. And he's like, hello, I'm here with Bruce.
And we have more likes than them.
We do have more we have more Spotify ratings than Bruce and Obama.
That feels not deserved.
I think it's deserved. So run us up on Spotify, everybody. Give us those 5-star ratings.
They have a podcast book that's just transcriptions of their podcast.
If we do a really good episode, on the day that we finally do a good one, we should make it a book.
And I'd just like to give a nice shout out as well, just to end. Mm. I've been doing a lot of house organising, and I'd like to just give a big shout out to the Brighton Bin System. Because what I can do is there's this magical bin near my house. I can put anything in it and it goes. I've put crazy, crazy stuff in that bin and it's disappeared. I've put a mattress in the bin. Who does that? This guy. And you think I'm a sick fuck, but no. The next day the mattress
is gone. Are you sure they're cleaning it up? Are you sure like
I've watched the thing come. So these bins,
are they taking your mattress?
These bins are from this chair to that chair. You've seen these bins.
I've
there,
seen
you.
The bins.
I was always wondering every day, how do these things go? One morning I wake up, Jack, and I see this massive bin lorry, not like the other bin lorries I've seen in my life. Don't yawn while I'm telling you about bin lorries. This crazy bin
lorry.
Just
talking about bins.
And it picks up the bin. But it's such a huge bin to pick up. I mean, you're talking of this bin could fit, what, 9, 10 kids in it? It's massive. The bin is huge. This bin could fit 1,000
Brighton's bin system is famously not great.
It's brilliant.
Remember the months where they wouldn't clean them because all the bin workers went on strike?
I don't blame them for striking. It's bloody hard work operating this mass machinery.
Is it?
Yeah. You'd think nothing besides streaming is hard work.
No, I'm not saying it's... I'm not saying it's not hard.
Yeah, they get a real mental break, don't they?
Oh, no. I don't know if it's like being a...
Get to switch off in the evening.
Yeah, that's true. Bin men are done by like... Not even the... They're done by like 1 p.m.
Yeah, but they have to smell a bin.
Was it Bob Mortimer who used to be a bin man or something? One of the comedians used to be a bin man. He used to be like, it's great. I used to go do the bins and I'd get home and write comedy for the rest of the day. That sounds mint.
Don't disrespect the Brighton bin system.
No, I will, because they kept going on strike and my bins didn't get cleared for months.
You could put anything in those bins. Anything.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, everyone's putting anything in the bins and they overflow. I go, ugh.
They overflow after like a day as well.
I know, it's bad.
Bad.
If they don't get cleaned once a week, Brighton is smelly.
Yeah, all like every road has like one bin.
It looked like Joker. Remember in Joker when the whole thing was the bins weren't getting cleared?
Yeah.
It's like that. Like, that happens in Brighton occasionally. It's a bit mad.
My point being, when the bin people are on strike, it's a glorious thing.
I'd rather have my own bin.
Really? But then where's...
No, actually, I hate taking them out. Yeah,
you have to take stuff to the tip. I haven't gone to the tip once. I just stick it in the magic bin and it goes.
Yeah, but that's...
You could put a corpse in that bin. I'm just going to say, you could put a corpse in that bin and it wouldn't get spotted. It's so magical.
Well, they wouldn't know who did it.
It would be someone on that road.
Yeah, sure. They know whose road.
You could put anything in that bin and you're never getting into bother. You didn't have a magic bin.
I got fined.
You didn't have a magic bin on your road.
I got fined.
It wasn't a magic bin.
The magic bin was full, so no, I put a bin back.
It was behind a restaurant. It wasn't a magic bin. It wasn't the magic bin like I'm talking
no,
about.
No, admittedly, it was a locked one that said it was
exactly
private.
I'm talking about these big bins. They're so sick.
Either way, I got fined £400 for fucking fly tipping because of it. So
you deserve that. You left your name on the package.
I thought I'd ripped it off of all of them, but there was one bag I forgot.
Anyway, should we move over to the Patreon now? I've done my... Worm! I remembered before you. He's there.
Is he all right?
Yeah.
Can I have a look?
What would you do if I said no?
Probably, you have to put him down at some point and just pick him up.
Do you know what? Valid that. Who's there?
Let's have a look.
He's there. He's just there. He's chilling. Being worm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's looking good. Looking good. Oh, there's another one there.
Oh, yeah.
And there. There's a lot of them, actually, today. They're all just chilling. Nice. Well, more to come over on the Patreon. So join us for $7 for some Tom Talks, some puppy training.
We've got
and
so
for the
much.
Episode.
God damn it. Just don't have one more pint. Just get it.
And, of course, if you spend that $7 now, then you're going to get access to this stuff one day early.
Early access to it, day early. You still have to pay for it, obviously.
Admittedly, there is probably limited stock, so you will ensure that you don't run out. So that is good, I suppose. I suppose there is a guarantee that you'll get something. So,
right, we'll see you over on the Patreon!
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Imagine a school day built around your child's needs and interests. It's possible with K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited, tuition-free, online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn from state-certified teachers trained to teach online. And with the flexibility to learn wherever there's internet, it can fit into any family schedule. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. You can make the switch at any time. Go to k12.com/podcast today to learn more.